frustrated, I would imagine.
We're disappointed to come up to Dens and score three goals and go back down the road with nothing. But, you know, on the back of last week when we come away with 9 points out of nine, did I see the game as to be 3-1 down? I thought it was very harsh on us, but having said that, the goals that we lost today, it wasn't good enough. So collectively, we have to take that on the chin. What was very pleasing was the response when we went down to 10 men. There was a togetherness, and albeit, you know, Kevin's scored the goal in the counter attack, but there was the discipline. Then you get a third goal and it gets a little bit edgy for Dundee towards the end. You know, on another day we might have nicked a point.
I suppose it started about the second half as well. It's the worst possible start of them getting the goal within seconds almost, isn't it, when you come back onto the pitch?
No, as you know, you try to address a couple of things at half time, and it's something that again collectively we'll be really disappointed in, because, you know, Dundee getting the fourth goal then puts a cushion in the game at 3-1. There's a chance when you get the next goal that you can possibly go on to win it, if not at least get a point. So as I say, probably got what we deserved in the end because of the manner that we lost the goals today, but not to be too despondent on the back end of last week. We still look a goal threat going forward.
You'll have to take the positives from the way you did come back in the second half, and the chances that you did create towards the end of the game as well, going into obviously the weeks to come.
Yeah, listen, I don't want to make myself sound silly here, but the first half I wasn't too disappointed in the way the game was going. I thought for 15 minutes we kept Dundee quiet. I actually thought their fans were getting on their back. You lose the goal and then you respond very quickly to get back in it. So as I say, to come in at 3-1, yes, we deserved it in a way because the goals we lost were poor goals. But at the other end, you know, I thought we created chances again. So the fourth goal is the killer one today. But again, I can't speak highly enough in terms of how they reacted when we went down to the 10 men or after going 4-1 down, that we just about come back and sneaked a point in the end.
Any complaints for the yellow card
for Greg Kilder? No, I know about Greg, he's very disappointed with the first one. He says that he actually tried to jump out of the way. I'm not actually sure who it is on the deck at the time. As I say, the referees will make decisions, and it'd be easier to stand and try and defend a player. I'm not saying Greg's guilty, but I'm not also going to have a go at Kevin. We lost the game today because of the goals that we lost. As I say, we just have to move on. We've got Inverness next week, and it's a big important game for us.
Thanks, Steve.